Good morning, traders. Welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Thursday, February 5th, 2026, and wow, wake up and smell the volatility. I'm seeing a sea of red on the screens this morning.
Red is definitely the color of the day. Good morning. Yeah, futures are drifting lower. We've got the S&P 500 futures down about 39 points, and the NASDAQ, ouch, down over 220 points. It feels like the market woke up on the wrong side of the bed, specifically the tech side.
It really does. And looking at the headlines, there is one massive, expensive elephant in the room, Alphabet. They reported earnings, they beat expectations, cloud is booming, but the stock is down over 4% pre-market. What is going on there?
It's all about the spending. Investors are getting sticker shock. Alphabet guided for fiscal year 2026 capital expenditure of $175 to $185 billion. That is a staggering amount of money.
Wait, did you say billion? With a B?
With a capital B. That is a massive CapEx splurge. While they say it's for the AI trade, the market is looking at that price tag and getting a little nervous about margins. It's dragging down the whole sector. But, ironically, that spending is actually lifting some chip makers in the pre-market because, well, someone has to sell them the hardware to spend that money on.
Right. One company's expense is another company's revenue. But speaking of chips, it's not all sunshine and rainbows there either. Look at Qualcomm.
Yeah, that is the ugly spot this morning. Qualcomm is down over 11%. They beat earnings per share, but the guidance was weak. Q2 revenue and EPS outlook came in below consensus. It just shows that the AI halo effect doesn't cover everyone equally. If your guidance is soft in this environment, you get punished.
Brutal. So we have big tech spending a fortune and legacy chips guiding lower. It makes sense why the NASDAQ is heavy. Let's look at the broader picture. I was reading the technical analysis from WaveWriter AI this morning, and the sentiment seems to be shifting.
It is. The technicals are flashing a warning sign. The SPY and QQQ have been seeing heavy selling volume in the recent sessions. We are seeing a clear rotation out of growth, sectors like XLC and XLK, and into defensive plays. Utilities, staples, healthcare. That is classic risk-off behavior.
So traders are running for cover. What are the key levels we need to watch right at the open?
For the SPY, keep your eyes glued to the 680 level. That is critical short-term support. If we break below that with volume, we could see an acceleration to the downside. On the upside, 690 is the resistance ceiling. For the QQQ, the line in the sand is 598. We are hovering dangerously close to these breakdown points.
Got it. 680 on the SPY. Now, outside of earnings, we have some data drops today, right?
We do. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get initial claims. Consensus is around 210,000. But the big one might be at 10 a.m., the JOLTS report. Job openings. The Fed is still watching the labor market like a hawk. If that data comes in hot, it might spook the bond market, which is already on edge.
And we know President Trump mentioned in an interview that higher rates might be needed if inflation comes back on the horizon. So the macro backdrop is a bit tense.
Exactly. And let's not ignore the other asset classes. Bitcoin has slipped below $70,000, tracking with the risk-off mood in stocks. And oil is down about 1.5%, trading around $63. Apparently, diplomatic talks between the U.S. and Iran are resuming in Oman, which is taking some of the geopolitical risk premium out of crude for the moment.
Okay, so oil is cooling off. Let's hit some rapid-fire movers before the bell. We talked about the losers. Anybody making money this morning?
There are a few bright spots. American Superconductor, ticker AMSC, is popping up 16%. They beat revenue, and the guidance looks solid. Also, a lot of smaller tech names are gapping up. SciTime is up 12%, and FormFactor is up 10%. So stock selection is key today. It's not a rising tide lifting all boats. It's a stock picker's market.
And on the flip side, besides Qualcomm, who is in the penalty box?
Wolfspeed, ticker Wolf, down almost 15%. They missed big and guided lower. Also, keep an eye on ARM Holdings. They are down about 8% in sympathy with the broader chip weakness. It's a minefield out there.
All right, final thoughts for the traders listening. How do we play the open?
Caution is the word. Don't be a hero trying to catch falling knives in big tech right at the bell. Watch that VXX volatility is rising. If you are looking for longs, maybe look at those defensive sectors or the specific earnings winners like AMSC. But respect the technical support levels. If SPY loses 680, cash might be your best position.
Wise words. Keep your stops tight and your head on a swivel today, folks. Thanks for the breakdown.
Anytime. Let's see what the market brings.
That's it for this episode of The Morning Dose. Good luck out there, trade safe, and we will catch you tomorrow.